or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or any occasion, you need an extraordinary piece of jewelry for that special woman in your life. Do I have your attention? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara. The owner is Jenny O, the queen of color. She's a GIA graduate gemologist, and Jenny O knows everything about diamonds. But her love and passion of rare one-of-a-kind color is contagious. She is a go-to gal in Vegas when it comes to gemstones. I'm a witness. I bought my diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding rings at Huntington Jewelers, and we got incredible value. We both get nonstop compliments everywhere we go. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers is an American Gem Society jeweler, recognizing the highest in ethics, integrity, and credibility. You get the best luxury experience in Las Vegas, guaranteed, and an exclusive gift with purchase for being a friend of war, Wayne Alaroot. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara between Tenaya and Buffalo, across from Mercedes, and coming soon a second location in Summerlin this summer.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your smartphone blew up the way mine did about an hour ago or 30 minutes ago, Steve Bannon found guilty of contempt of Congress. He could end up doing a year in the slammer. He probably will not. His attorneys, David Schoen, just made a statement. They will obviously appeal. And one of the things that I think... this idea of privilege, we'll be talking on and off about that over the course of the next, 4 months, 5 months, leading up to the election. We'll be talking a lot about that. The January 6th committee met again last night, this time in prime time. And I just got to tell you, this dog and pony show, it's time for it to end. And hopefully it will end soon. I'll just tell you, it just makes no sense at all. I mean, really, honestly, it's just a joke. And every time I see Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney, I just want to laugh. I mean, it's just, they're reading off a teleprompter. They're reading off a teleprompter. Now, I get it. Presidents do that for speeches. I get that. But this is beyond reasonable. This makes no sense at all. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more coming up. Also, I'll let you hear Sean Hannity and his reaction to the 8th the 8th hearing of the January 6th committee. It's just a joke, trust me. Stay where you are. And also coming up a little bit later on, Ron Futrell, the fine sports reporter and anchor for 8 News Now. He's been covering the Raiders training camp. And we'll find out what's going on out there in Henderson and when we will be seeing them in game action, like in the Hall of Fame game. We'll do that and more coming up in just a little bit. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's 1:31 as we check out our conditions on area freeways. Heavy volumes through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially northbound at Sahara. Also southbound 15 at Oki. You're nearly bumper-to-bumper through there, reduced speeds. Also, watch out for that construction equipment. It's on the left shoulder on Interstate 515 westbound, beginning around Eastern Avenue. There's only 2 lanes available through that construction zone all the way up to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's on Interstate 515 westbound. And remember the road work on the 215. That's westbound tonight. Between Windmill and Decatur, that work begins at 8.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Dodgers opened up the second half of the season with a 9-6 win at home over the Giants last night. Trace Thompson with an RBI triple in the 8th, followed by a Mookie Betts 2-run homer. In Oakland, the A's split a doubleheader against the Tigers on Thursday, falling in the opener 7-2, then winning the nightcap 5-0. Sean Murphy hit a 3-run homer to highlight Oakland's 5-run 6 that broke up a scoreless game. Murphy connected for his 10th homer of the season, his second straight season in double digits. Tonight, the A's host the Rangers. Lefty Cole Irvin gets the start against Spencer Howard. The Giants are at Los Angeles to face the Dodgers. It'll be righty Logan Webb against left-hander Tyler Anderson. Shohei Ohtani gets the start for the Angels on the road at Atlanta. The righty facing Braves right-hander Charlie Morton. The Padres are on the road visiting the Mets. 8-4 righty Yu Darvish starts for San Diego.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas Strong, Union Proud. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. You know of the breaking news. Steve Bannon found guilty of contempt of Congress. We will get sentencing at a later date. And simply put, it's another political prosecution by the Democrats. And that's all it is. Let's go to J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Thank you for the time, Kevin. I am appalled by what's going on with this Democratic in power attorney general and Democrats in power of everything else, the House, the Senate, and the presidency. I hope people are paying attention. What's more of a crime? And I don't. And Bannon wasn't accused of a crime just because he failed to appear. When Holder twice lied under oath regarding Fast and Furious. When Clapper lied in front of Congress under oath. When Brennan lied under Congress. The fact that the 9 Colbert people that went into the House. Charges were dismissed because of lack of evidence for the Attorney General. They're on film, same as the January 6th people. And also, the Sussman lawyer for Hillary Clinton, who lied to the FBI and got his case dismissed in this Washington, D.C. courts that they are trying. These people are all, what do they call them, a hung jury or whatever. The judge allowed 3 or 4 jurors on the Sussman trial that were acquainted with him, that his daughter played tennis with him, that contributed to Hillary. And also the same thing here with Bannon in D.C. This is such a contemptible goings-on that's going on in our country. It's so plain to see the corruption, and when they're getting away with it left and right. Colbert 9, no charges. January 6th people, trespassing. What say you? It's amazing to me. As far as Bannon, he hasn't committed a crime. He just said, I'm not going to talk to you, where the other guys all did commit crimes.
Well, and here's the deal, though. And I go back to this time and time again. Elections have consequences. You put a Republican attorney general in place. Just look at what's going on here in our own state. That you put Republicans back in power, and things will change. Things will change unless we get super stupid. And I pray we don't. JD, thanks, man.
Yep.
Thank you, man. I want you to hear Sean Hannity. It's almost laughable, but it's so sad, really, what our country has come to. The 8th January 6th committee hearing was held last night in prime time. And I'll just tell you, it was a joke. It was just a joke. Sean Hannity, his reaction to the January 6th committee hearings, here it is.
1 year ago tonight, President Biden assured this country, every American, that if they get vaccinated and they get their booster, they're not going to get COVID. You won't get it. Now the double vax, double boosted, President Biden has just tested positive for COVID-19. I guess so much for Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci's science. Now, of course, we do very sincerely wish the 79-year-old commander-in-chief a very quick recovery. This is not a good disease. I've seen the worst of it. We wish him the best. Coming up, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, they will join us with analysis. The great one, Mark Levin, is here tonight. But first, we begin with the January 6th committee, their big dramatic primetime grand finale playing out on Capitol Hill. Soon, the latest obsessive partisan anti-Trump smear will come to a pathetic end, at least for now. They'll probably try a few more hearings before it's all said and done. Unsurprisingly, they did not establish a criminal case or reveal new damning evidence against President Trump as they had promised that they would. A perfect example of people overpromising, not delivering. Kind of like the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. Remember, Adam Schiff said, we've got all the evidence and we're proving there was real collusion. The only one that was caught on tape colluding with a Russian prankster was Adam Schiff. What is the nature of the compromising materials? Compromising the material, the picture of the naked Trump. Did Vladimir see them? But of course, naked pics is a Trump. Remember that one? That was Adam Schiff. Well, here's the what the committee purposely omitted. They never bothered to inform the American people. We won't do a total rehash tonight. They didn't attempt to interview Speaker Pelosi. She's the person in charge of security at the Capitol. Chuck Schumer, the D.C. mayor, Mayor Bowser, who preemptively said she didn't want the guard, or the Capitol Police Chief, who himself at first didn't want the guard, but then after a new assessment came in terms of security reports, he was begging for the National Guard for days. He should have been brought in. We should have listened to him. Why? So we can make sure this never happens again. It's really that simple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sean Hannity has got it nailed. Now, my question is, why is it that it's Sean Hannity that has to say this and not, say, Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, who Nancy Pelosi refused to put on the committee? Why is it that there is no exculpatory evidence being brought forward as a part of the January 6th commission? I mean, that's what is criminal. You know, you can talk about the criminality of Steve Bannon, but you know what's really critical is the fact that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and the Democrats they have free reign. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. And nobody is going to challenge him. That's what's sad. Stay where you are. More to come. More reaction to that. Also, more reaction to the president testing positive to COVID. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NMLS64.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Now is the time
to be close to the action at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. On Saturday, August 13th, championship football comes to Henderson as the Dollar Loan Center hosts the Indoor Football League Championship. That's right, professional championship football in your own backyard as they compete for the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. Tickets starting at $50 and are on sale now. For more information, visit IFLNationalChampionship.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Earlier this week, we were talking with Randy Sutton, 30 years on the job at Metro, talking about defunding the police, talking about the horrible policing down in Uvalde, Texas. But one of the things we talked about was the whole issue of how do we retain good cops? And it's difficult. How do we recruit new cops? And there are places where they can't even get enough applicants for an academy class. You know, they need 400 and they get 40. There's something really weird going on here. And now, gentleman Jim has found what I would consider to be a pretty interesting case of a police department that has been decimated by folks just leaving, picking up and leaving. What have you got for us?
A lot of people have never heard of anything like this, but the entire police force of the city of Kinley, North Carolina, resigned. They put in their 2 weeks' notice, Kevin, because the only thing that they're saying, they put in their 2 weeks because of the environment which has been created by the new town manager, Justine Jones, who just started in the month of June, so has only been on the job for, a month and a half or so. Now, they wouldn't go into details. This is a small community. It's 1,500 people. There is a police chief and four full-time police officers. So all five of these individuals have put in their 2 weeks' notice, and one of the police officers has been on the job for over 20 years. Now, the people there in that community, they're concerned about their safety, obviously so. Tell that to the squad, because police are the good guys, not the bad guys. But county sheriff's office there, Johnston County, said that they will respond to the calls in Kinley while they try to figure this out. But they are having an emergency town meeting tonight at 7 p.m. to kind of figure out where to go from here.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall of that session.
Absolutely. But obviously, this anti-police rhetoric has got to stop. On Twitter the other day, I saw this little three-year-old, four-year-old, looked like he was still in diapers, didn't have a shirt on, was running around using the B word, swinging at cops. A three-year-old.
Yeah.
It's just... that kind of behavior obviously is learned from a 3 or 4 year old. And in Utah, there was a 4 year old that when his father was being arrested And they were putting the handcuffs on him. A four-year-old grabbed a gun and shot at the officers. A four-year-old.
Wow.
This is what police officers have to put up with. We still don't know what's happening in the town of Kenley, but we kind of get an indication.
Yeah, yeah. More from Gentleman Jim a little bit later on in the program. A reminder that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Okay, coming up in just a couple minutes. In fact, you know what? I'm not going to make you wait for this because this is too good. Tucker Carlson and his reaction to the Biden testing positive result. And this is the same. This is the same president that said, "Hey, get the shots and all of that." Okay. Here is Tucker. This is cut three, by the way. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. We're still shocked. Everyone else seems to have moved on to the next thing, but we still can't get over what we saw yesterday when Joe Biden stunned the world and announced during a press conference with no warning at all that he has a potentially fatal disease. "I have cancer," Joe Biden said. "I got it from living in Delaware." It turns out that Joe Biden's home state is so thoroughly polluted, so supernaturally filthy, that even lepers living in public sewers in Calcutta refuse to go there. It's too unclean. "How dirty is Delaware? It is so dirty," Joe Biden said, "that when it rains oil. That's why everyone in Delaware gets cancer. They get it from the oil rain." Now Joe Biden has it too. Looking back, voters probably should have known a little more about Joe Biden's Delaware-related risk factors before he became president. It's too late now, and it just got worse. Not only is Biden sick from Delaware's oil rain, now he's got COVID. The White House announced it today. So it's been a tough week overall. Wednesday it was cancer. Thursday it was the coronavirus. Tomorrow you've got to think it's going to be monkeypox. If you or someone you know has recently had unsafe sex with Joe Biden, please seek precautionary medical attention. God knows what you might have picked up. At the White House, they are genuinely upset by today's news, not because they're worried about Joe Biden's health. Everybody who works at the White House already knows he's so thoroughly unwell he can barely speak. These are the people who run his teleprompter. They're the ones who put the little pieces of tape on the floor so he knows where the door is. These are not people who have any illusions at all about Joe Biden's condition. What they're upset about is the fact that Joe Biden just stepped on their message. And from day one, that message has been consistent and unrelenting. Get the vax or else. Get the vax, you can't have a job or an organ transplant or Thanksgiving with your kids. Get the vax, you can't visit your mom as she dies in the hospital. Get the vax, Prol. It's the most important thing that you can do, and you're a monster if you don't. So people obeyed. They did it. Okay, they said, we'll take the vax. Doesn't look like we have a choice. But are you sure it works? It's pretty hard to make a successful vaccine against a coronavirus. In fact, nobody's ever done it. We tried with SARS almost 20 years ago, and that failed completely. So are you absolutely positive this stuff works? Are you sure it's safe and effective? Of course we're positive, screamed the mannequin. We're the U.S. government. We know these things.
Yeah, yeah. I just love that. Tucker Carlson, when he goes off like that, is just absolutely priceless. We'll try and send you to the White House for the latest on the president's condition. We'll do that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West,